Palestinian journalist calls Hakeem Jeffries a monkey and errand boy. By Lowell Coffee Law on September 5, 2026. A Palestinian journalist blew right through the forbidden red line of African-American racist terms by referring to Black House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, as a monkey and a boy. Now, former MSNBC commentator Rula Jibril is trying to explain, but Black lawmakers are having none of it. Specifically, Jibril took fire from the Congressional Black Caucus, CBC, Friday after she called Jeffries an IPAC monkey. The acronym, a reference to the pro-Israel lobby group American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, and then an errand boy, a description dangerously close to the definition of a slave. Jibril used the epithets during an appearance on Wajahat Ali's The Left Hook podcast, where she criticized the Black Democrats' support for Israel and accused him of doing the bidding of IPAC. His name is Hakeem. Hakeem is an Arabic name which means healer. He's not a healer, he's a divider, Jibril said, the New York Post reported. He is a bought and paid by IPAC monkey, she continued. With all due respect, and I don't mean it in a racist way. He is just basically an errand boy, and we're done and tired, Jibril said. After Jibril's rant, Ali tried to bail her out of linguistic trouble, interjecting that using the term monkey has terrible racial connotations. But I think you caught yourself and said you didn't mean it with any racial animosity. Jibril attempted to clarify, there are these three monkeys. 1, I cannot hear, I cannot see, I cannot speak, it reminds me of these three monkeys. The Congressional Black Caucus, CBC, rejected the 53-year-old Jibril's defense. To be clear, there isn't a non-racist way to call leader Jeffries a black man, a monkey or errand boy, the group posted on X. The caucus also slammed Ali, a critic of Israel, writing, "This is what happens when we hold ourselves to such low standards for what's allowable in our discourse. People get comfortable being openly bigoted. We have to stop platforming and trafficking in anti-black racism, whether it's on the political right or the left," the CBC added. Representative Richie Torres, DNY, similarly argued in an X post that calling a black man a monkey is racist. Full stop. If Wajahat Ali and Rula Jibril were on the far right, no one on the far left would have any trouble condemning them for dehumanizing a black man in racist terms, the black congressman added. The silence is deafening. Friday, Jibril issued an apology on X, writing, "I am disgusted and horrified that Hakeem Jeffries is taking money from IPAC amidst Israel's genocide in Palestine," she wrote. That said, a term that I used to describe him was inappropriate and offensive and should never have been used. "I apologize unconditionally," she concluded. Israel-born journalist Jibril describes herself as a Palestinian foreign policy analyst. She is also a novelist and screenwriter and was a commentator for MSNBC until 2014, when she left the cable network after calling the news media and U.S. government biased in its support of Israel. Breitbart contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.